This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Thousands of people rallied on the streets of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem on Saturday night as anti-government protesters joined forces with demonstrators calling for a deal to return the remaining hostages held in Gaza. Joseph Yair Angel is one of the protesters.
I'm very sad that from the 7th of October till now, not all the Israelis are back home. I call everybody in the world, the Israeli government, and everybody in the world who can do something to bring back our hostages, do it now.
Several protesters were taken away by security forces as demonstrators gathered around a large bonfire, holding placards and waving Israeli flags. The demonstrators are demanding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reach a ceasefire agreement with the Palestinian militant group to bring the remaining 101 hostages home. Democratic vice presidential candidate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz spoke to the Human Rights Campaign annual national dinner in Washington, D.C. Saturday, where he said Republicans are more interested in banning books than weapons in schools.
Folks are banning books, but they're okay with weapons of war being in our schools. Look, that's not this country. It doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't happen elsewhere. We're going to make sure our children are seen, they bring their authentic selves, and then we're going to make sure they're safe when they get there. So thank you all.
His address comes as Kamala Harris leads the former President Donald Trump nationally 45% to 41% in a Reuters Ipsos survey published on August 29th. It also comes after multiple mass shootings in the past few days. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Donald Trump held a rally in Wisconsin Saturday and says he's ready for the presidential debate against Vice President Kamala Harris. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At a Wisconsin rally Saturday, Republican Donald Trump said he's the best candidate to become president.
We're run by stupid people. Stupid, stupid people. And we found that out at the debate with Joe. How did that work out? And we're going to find it out again on Tuesday night. Is anybody going to be watching?
Trump's rally briefly interrupted when an attendee fainted. Meanwhile, he's scheduled to debate Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday. She spent the day prepping and campaigning in Pennsylvania.
It's time to bring our country together, chart a new way forward.
I'm Julie Walker.
During a stop at Penzi's Spices in Pittsburgh Strip District, Vice President Kamala Harris said she appreciates former Republican Vice President Dick Cheney and his daughter Liz Cheney, the former Wyoming Congresswoman, saying they will vote for her in November.
People are exhausted about the division and the attempts to kind of divide us as Americans. And them stepping up to make this public statement, I think, is courageous, but also for people like the folks I was just talking with, it really reinforces for them that we love our country and we have more in common than what separates us.
The debate is on Tuesday, September 10th in Philadelphia.
It's very surreal. It's very exciting, thrilling. I mean, what more can you ask for? The Pope is coming.
Catholics in Singapore are eagerly awaiting Pope Francis, who arrives in Singapore on Wednesday and will stay for 3 days on the last leg of the longest trip of his papacy. For many Catholics in Singapore, this will be the first time seeing a pope, including Raphael Lau.
I feel proud. As a Catholic, I feel really special because as a pope who visits Singapore, it's not a daily event. The last pope, if I can recall, would be 1986. So how many years ago? So they really was a lifetime event for us.
He will hold a mass for 50,000 attendees at the National Stadium and will meet with Singapore leadership. Bolivia has declared a national emergency due to raging forest fires, the country's defense ministry announced on Saturday. Bolivia has seen the largest number of wildfires since 2010, with at least 3 million hectares burned this year, according to Brazil's space research agency that monitors them. South America is in the throes of its peak fire season that spans August and September after an unusually early fire season that started in July. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.